And now a trade fair that was billed as Iraq's largest post-war business gathering has been indefinitely postponed. It was to have taken place next week. Several of the companies that were to have participated pulled out because of security concerns. Allaying those concerns is partly the responsibility of the State Department. It has foreign service workers in Iraq who are trying to stabilize the country through public diplomacy. One of them is David Ballard. He just returned from Iraq, and he says that media reports of violence there give a distorted picture. Ballard says it's not true that most Iraqis feel hostile to the American presence there.
Sure, anytime there's a hostile act, that's news, but there's also a great deal going on all around them in other places, parts of the country, in other parts of the same town that wouldn't at all fit into the same sort of hostile idea. So I personally never felt that at all, and I traveled to probably, I think, 10 of the 18 different governorates or provinces of Iraq. And in all my meetings with people, sure, they'd have complaints. They'd have legitimate complaints.
But what happens when you have a situation like you did recently with the hotel bombing, where the immediate public reaction is it was an American bomb, when all the evidence pointed to the fact that it was done by, you know, militants?
I don't believe that a majority of people, or even a significant minority of people, actually think that. When a car bomb goes off at a police station and people say, well, it was an American plane that shot a rocket there, and everybody who was there knows that it wasn't an American plane that shot a rocket there. I mean, it's a story that doesn't last beyond those who really are eager to see that kind of story last. When I was there, just to give you an example, I did meet with a journalist whose station had reported that exact incident, and I said, did you believe that it was an American rocket that hit that police station? He said, no, of course not. But I was reporting that people were saying that.
What should be done in the hot spots that we hear about, Fallujah, for example, where you do have a very active resistance? From your point of view, from a public relations point of view, what can be done to counter that?
The primary thing is personal contact, having people on the ground who will actually go out and talk to people. What their role in the process should be, what the encouragement of political participation on the part of those citizens to make them lose this sense of disenfranchisement is a very important thing, and it is ongoing.
And you organized a series of town hall meetings in Iraq?
I helped to organize them. The Iraqis organized them. What we did is try to go there and work with them on with those who would be running the town hall meeting. But the idea was that you have this important historic transition process, and it's something that will decide the future of the Iraqi Republic or the Iraqi democratic experiment. And the twofold goal behind holding the meetings was to explain the process to people, because a lot of people were confused by some or another aspect of it. And the second was to encourage their participation, to say, this is not just Baghdad telling you this. This is something that's going to happen, and you should get involved if you care at all about, you know, making sure that your own concerns are represented in the future.
Was there ever a moment when you thought, okay, we've got it, I'm finally making progress, I'm making headway? Or conversely, do you remember a moment where you said, you know what, this isn't going to work?
Sure, there are moments you feel more gratified, you feel like something has been more gratifying and has gotten through a little bit more, or other moments where you feel that you're not making the kind of headway that you thought you might. But on the other hand, if you look at it as a process and you look at where it began and where it is now, then yeah, we're making headway, and you see it. And all it takes is stepping back a little bit and saying, well, there weren't municipal councils there. There weren't 250 newspapers. There weren't people who were unafraid to step forward and say, I'm from X ethnic group or X religious group or whatever, and, you know, I really demand that my rights be taken into consideration and my concerns be reflected and whatever. And those are all signs of progress. And I mean, I honestly was looking at the big picture very optimistic, and still am. Every day may have a setback or two, or a great sort of feeling of progress, but none of those feelings is important as looking at an overall record of continued sort of step-by-step progress toward getting somewhere. And you should ask an Iraqi that same question, because it would be interesting to see if Iraqis would have the same answer, but I suspect that they would.
David Bellett is the director of the State Department's Office of Foreign Press, and I want to thank you very much for coming in and speaking with us.
Thank you very much.